Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are now listening to the latest edition of The Fast Break. I'm your host, Blake Rogers. And as I promised you, I'm going to break down Chance the Rapper's latest mixtape, Coloring Book. A project that I was skeptical of the first listen, but the more I listened to it, the more it growed on me. I like Chance as a person. I like him as an artist. And he really is such a positive influence for the city of Chicago that goes through hard times virtually every day. And I felt like he used his influence in the city to inspire others in this mixtape. So, let's get to it. Chance the Rapper's Coloring Book Music Review. When it first came out, I was kind of nervous. Because, you know, Twitter has the tendency to overhype things when it first comes out. And we, as a society, we tend to compare everybody to the greatest. Who's the hottest in the game right now? Drake. Drake is the hottest in the game right now. What we do with LeBron when he first came out? We compare him to Jordan. We compare Kobe to Jordan. Everything's measured to Jordan. And right now, everything that a rapper puts out, every mainstream rapper, it's going to be compared to Drake. And Coloring Book was compared to Views. And the more I listen to this album, you can't compare this album to Views. You can't compare other albums to Views. Because each artist is their own identity. They're unique in their own way. And Coloring Book is way different than Views. Coloring Book, to me, it was an upgrade from Surf because I wasn't a huge fan of Surf. I thought Chance was being too nice, putting on for Donnie Trump. And Donnie Trump is great. The Social Experiment, they're great. The thing I like about Chance the Rapper, he's able to grab features. He's a very likable person. So he had no problem getting features for Surf and for Coloring Book, for that matter. But for Surf, you felt like he was holding back. And he wasn't using his full potential. With Coloring Book, it had a strong message to it. It was, Coloring Book to me felt like a gospel album. I felt like Chance the Rapper developed a new genre called gospel trap. Because that's what it sounded like to me. It was trap music mixed with a little bit of gospel. And it sounded dope, to be honest with you. I thought it was a good look. I thought it was a real good look. It took a while to grow on me. The replay value at first was pretty low. I'm like, man. I really don't want to listen to this again. But you know how things go. The more you listen to it, the more it grows on you. And that's how Coloring Book is for me. Because to be honest, I never heard anything like this before. This is a mix of Kirk Franklin meets Chicago music, meets soul, meets trap. Just a little bit of everything. And it still has a correlation with Acid Rap and 10 Days. His two previous mixtapes. This whole mixtape to me felt like he took his verse off of Ultralight Beam. Let's make no mistake here. Chance's verse on Ultralight Beam really put him on. And it felt like to me he took that whole verse from Ultralight Beam and made it into multiple songs with that choir influence. Blessing, that prosper, the hope. He put it in 6 and 7 songs, which is first of all ballsy to do. I respect Chance. And I thought him taking off of Ultralight Beam, it was cool in some ways. And then it got old real quick, too. Because I'm not used to this being Chance. You go from acid rap to, you know, positive music. It's weird. And I was like, yo, if you want to do a gospel collab, collab with Lecrae. He's dope in his own retrospect. But what I respect about him and what he did is that he used the gospel influence, but he didn't disrespect God while doing it. Let's be honest, he's a mainstream commercial rapper, but the fact that he didn't cuss on any of these gospel-inspiring tracks, that was pretty cool to me. Because a lot of people, you know, I appreciate God, you know, I appreciate this, I appreciate that, and make no mistake about it, this was a huge religious influence mixtape. And honestly, I think he's making it cool to listen to gospel music like this. And it's cool to like God. And you know, it's cool to have faith. It's cool to be blessed. And you shouldn't be afraid to admit that. Granted, we all have flaws. Everybody does. But you shouldn't be ashamed of what you do. So I thought that was pretty cool that he was able to do that. And I think Kanye Kirk Franklin, them kind of opening up on Ultralight Beam really made the way for Chance on Coloring Book. Now with the problem with some of these songs, they kind of sounded the same about a minute in. About 30 seconds to a minute in, it sounded the same. And I was like, okay, I got kind of mixed up. But I loved All We Got. I love No Problem. You can feel the Chicago influence in those songs. I thought those were cool. Actually, my favorite tracks from the mixtape, All We Got, No Problem, Blessings, and of course Mixtapes, but I'll get to that later. But the thing about this mixtape, I like 6 out of the 13 tracks on here, so that's about 50%. If I can like about half of your album, that's a win, right? That's a win, because not everybody's not going to like everything per se, but I was cool with that. Like, I was cool with 6 of the 13 tracks. If you're reaching about 50%, you should be satisfied with that, especially with the ballsy production that the way he went about this mixtape, that's okay. But he really never got in a consistent flow of songs. Like, I would like 2 songs in a row, then 2 songs just be off. I didn't like Dram. I didn't like Summer Friends. Could never got in the feel of those songs. Couldn't. I thought Jeremiah was a waste on that track. And I love Jeremiah. Jeremiah had a breakout year. Breakout year. And Chicago's really on a different level right now. And rap, you know, it's like the different coasts have their shine, you know. Back in the 80s and 90s, it was like East Coast, West Coast. South took on early 2000s. And now it's like, it's really like Midwest is really putting on right now. So a lot of great artists from Chicago, Lupe Fiasco, Jeremiah, Kanye, Common, Chance, Vic. What happened with Vic and Chance? Because for a minute there, I thought Vic had the upper hand. He signs with Roc Nation, made the hit You Mad. Kanye changes lives, man. The way this album was better than Surf, because it still has the same influences, but the way this album differs from Surf is that it's not as corny. The positive message he was trying to bring, it's not corny. It's not as corny. It's cool. With Surf, he tried real hard to, like, yo, be yourself. You don't have to fit in with everybody else. I don't want to be cool. Like, it's like, come on. I'm not going to go around school saying, I don't want to be cool. But this is like, this is more to yourself. Like, if somebody, you know, tries to break you down, well, I'm listening to Blessings. It's okay. I'm listening to this Chance 3. I'm listening to this Coloring Book so I can be inspired. This mixtape really goes out to the youth. You can show your grandparents, you can show your parents some of these songs and be like, yo, especially in a black family, you can play this on the way to church Sunday morning. He took a piece from Ultralight Beam and he put it on here. Smoke Break, dope. That's a deceiving song. You might hear that choir organ, but I wouldn't recommend playing that song on the way to church. Amen. Smoke Break was awesome. I thought Future and Chance, the weird mix, blended fairly well with each other. I thought it was dope. Future did his thing. Chance did his thing. All Night sounded like 70s, 80s disco song. And he can get away with it. He could definitely get away with that. It was like an upbeat version of Down on My Luck. And I love Down on My Luck by Vic Mensa. As I was skimming through the mixtape, the first thing struck out to me was the song Mixtape. Mixtape was dope. Like, that's something I never heard before. You know, a lot of people say, that's something I never heard before. No, this is really nothing I ever heard before. I'm not really on the Lil Yachty scene. Lil Yachty, I don't know how you pronounce it. I was new to that. I see him on my Twitter feed all the time. I really didn't have a chance to listen to him. He was cool. He was different. And they all have such unique sounds and talents that it really meshed pretty well. And he's right. He's like, do we care about mixtapes anymore? And that was the message I got in the song. Because it's like, usually when an artist blows up, he's done making mixtape. He uses mixtape as his, like, you know, his foundation to gain recognition, to gain exposure. Then once you're popular, you tour and you go on hiatus for about 1 to 2 years. You make a couple singles within the time, you know, just to keep your fans happy. And then you come up with an album about 1 or 2 years later. And with Chance, he really hasn't went that route, him or Future. They pump out mixtape after mixtape after mixtape, which I think is cool. that they're constantly making music for the fans. Love the song Mixtape. I thought the blending was nice. I thought everything was cool about that. Now, let's get on to Juke Jam. That was cool. As soon as you heard the guitar strings, you just knew Justin Bieber was on the track. I didn't like it at first. I thought the song sounded forced. And Justin didn't sound as authentic or real. Because this song reminds me a lot of All That Matters by Justin Bieber. That guitar, that slow beat. It was cool. But with Justin, you couldn't believe what he was saying. It sounded fake. He was just like giving you BS. Like it just sounded like standard Justin Bieber BS. And I knew he was better than that. Now, Tokyo, he felt like he had something to prove on that track. Justin sounded like, yeah, you know, whatever. All right, you need me to do a hook for you? Okay, I got you. It doesn't feel like his heart was into it. But the more I listened to it, the more I liked the song and the more Justin's part actually grown on me. He just has that effect. You know, what can you do about it? Like I said, the features on this mixtape was just crazy. 2 Chainz, Kanye, he got Jay Electronica to come out on a track. Like, what? You got Jay Electronica to come out and do a track with you? Like, that's a pretty awesome feat. Chance never had a problem getting collabs with anybody. T-Pain sounded good. Kirk Franklin, Jeremiah. Like, there's multiple artists that was featured on him, and I always respect Chance for that. Chance is not a selfish person. He doesn't care about the spotlight as much. He just wants to make good music and have fun doing it, and I really respect his values and morals for that. I thought Donnie Trumpet in the Social Experiment did an awesome job with the background, with the instrumentations. I thought that was dope, and like I said, you can really feel the church-influenced songs on the tracks. All We Got, No Problem, Blessings, Angels, which is a dope track. It took a while for me to get into it, but Angels, you could definitely feel the influence on that. And also Finish Line, How Great, and Drown. It really sounded more of a gospel album than it did like a commercial mixtape album. And that's not weird. I think it's cool. I think that's what he tried to do with Surf. But with Surf, it just sounded lame. It's way better than Surf, and it's so different from 10 Day and Acid Rap. Coming into this, I thought this would be like an Acid Rap part 2, especially looking at the artwork. This is way different from all those tracks. And I ran a Twitter poll, and I asked, out of these 3 albums, which project did you like the most? And it was Views, The Life of Pablo, and Coloring Book. And Coloring Book got 30% of the votes, while Views got 33%, and Life of Pablo got 37%. So as you can see, competing with Drake and Kanye and have a gospel rap album and still receive 30% of the votes, that's a win. That's definitely a win. Overall, I like the mixtape Coloring Book. Not love, but I like it. It was different. It was creative. It was outside the box. And that's something Chance the Rapper is known for. I think he came a long way. You can't compare it to any other album. He's his own artist. He has his own identity. So I liked it. If I had to give it a rating, I would give it a 7 out of 10. Like I said, the album wasn't as consistent enough for me. But I still struggle with replay value. With good albums, there's high replay value. It doesn't get old in a week. It doesn't get old in a month. A good album has high replay value. And for this, the songs can get tedious and annoying sometimes. And the replay value just wasn't there for me. But I do like some of the tracks. My favorites are definitely Mixtape, Smoke Break, and Blessing. I like what Chance the Rapper stands for. I think he's a positive role model in the Chicago community. And really in the rap community as well. We have the Views album review coming out later this week, as long as the Life of Pablo. I have a very special guest known through the social media community, known for his YouTube videos, his Vines. Very special guest coming on to do the Views album review with me later this week, so stay in tune for that. Until then, this was the latest edition of The Fast Break. I am your host, Blake Rogers. Stay lit!